It's the Afternoon Jam with PA. Hit him up at 231-722-8338 or send an email to pa@1037thebeat.com.
Happy birthday is going out to Brittany Cates. Also, happy anniversary going out to my brother and sister-in-law, Rob. Robert and Teresa Billings, 31 years together.
Long time.
Coming up inside the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to have Travis Starr in the studio. And he is going to be premiering on a national TV commercial spot for Best Buy for one of the new phones that's coming out. So he's going to tell us about it. I don't know if it's his first national commercial spot. I know he's been in movies. But I know this was probably one of his biggest deals in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about that. He is in town for a few more days. And I think this thing starts football Sunday for NFL kickoff.
Wow.
So look, happy for Travis Starr. He's going to be in the studio on the 5 o'clock hour. In the studio, a young man I had a chance to meet over the weekend, Big Rod. We want to welcome our Kymel Featherston to the show. How you doing today, Kymel?
Yes, sir. I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good, man. For people who don't know you, you graduated from what school here in Muskegon?
I currently have graduated 2005 from Muskegon High School.
Okay. And now you work in Agabistan.
Yes, sir. Afghanistan. I've been there for 3 years. It's been quite an experience for me. It's been a blessing.
Been a blessing for you. You run your own, pretty much run your own business over there.
Yes, I went over there 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and I had got a call from my uncle. He's like, "Yeah, I got a job overseas in Afghanistan." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "I'll meet you over there." He thought I was joking. He's like, "There's no way you can get that. You didn't even go to college for this." And 3 months later, I met him over there. I was the lowest level inside the restaurant business. Made my way up, and now I currently have my own.
Wow. What do you do? What you run a kitchen, and what did it consist of, and who do you feed?
I run a restaurant. I actually have responsibilities of ordering the food, menu planning, running the kitchen staff, the whole nine yards. And what I do is basically I get my crew every day and go down with them, and it's all broken to different departments. You got your food service, cooks, sous chefs, ration personnel, and I get with them every day, and we go over the meal for that day, and also menu planning and ordering different foods. So yeah, it's been quite an experience.
That's pretty impressive for a young man who just graduated in 2005, Rod.
Yeah.
Now, what city in Afghanistan are you in, if you can say?
Yes, I am in the north of Afghanistan. It's called Mazar Sharif. So it's been a blessing because I'm away from all the activities that you see on TV, which is all hype. So, yeah.
No, it ain't all hype. The media wouldn't do that, would they?
Oh, exactly. They would do that. It's all hype.
Tell me, what is it like where you at?
Well, I mean, it is a very peaceful Muslim place. You know, being in Muskegon, Michigan, I grew up as a Christian, and I was taught a certain way of living life. And when you get to this place, there's a whole different structure of life, the way you live. I work with Afghanistan local nationals who live there. They are my cooks. They are my ration personnel. They are my kitchen crew. They are my cleaning guys. They do everything. I have at least 5 guys who interpret from English to their language, which is called Dari. And they do all the work. So it's pretty interesting working with these guys because we see on TV, these are the guys we're in war with, but really we're not. We're in war with a small part of Pakistan, which is trying to take over Afghanistan in the south, not the north.
Wow. So you're not nervous then when you're there? You're not nervous?
I think my family is more nervous than me. It's actually a vacation for me.
It's a vacation for you?
Yes, it is.
Now he is a chef. Is that the title?
That is the title, yes, sir.
Left Muskegon. Now, did you go to school for all this? How did you end up there? I mean, I know your uncle made some calls, and, you know, you came there. But what prepared you for Afghanistan?
I say it was God. I just keep it real. It was all God because I left Muskegon High School, and my dreams was to play football. I had but on the side I had a job at the old Country Buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there for a few years, so I made my way up to being inside of there working. And I guess that was enough on my resume to get me a foot in the door to be in a small level of the food service. And when I went there, I took advantage of the opportunity and said, I don't want to go back and let my family down. And I took advantage of it, and now I got my own place.
Wow. Are you learning the language over there?
Yes, I am.
Is it harder or easier or what?
I don't think it's harder. It's just, you just got to want to know how to say what they say.
So, yeah. So you learned that, what to say what they say. Wow. Kamel here, Featherson here, young man who is in Galveston. I hope I'm saying the word right.
Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. And what is their interpretation? How do they look at us?
Yes,
he's smiling over there. Like, yes, because, like, wait a minute, I got to figure this out.
Right.
To be honest, they love Americans, especially Black Americans.
Hmm.
And you wouldn't think they would like us, but they do. They look at us like we are their brothers because we are protecting them from the enemies, which are Pakistan. So when I get on commands or something, they actually take pride in it and take it to heed and try to do their best. But they have a problem with women. They still have that problem right now.
They don't want to take orders from women.
They don't like that at all. I have a young lady that works under me, and I give her a certain responsibility, and they don't like listening to her. So they still have that problem, which is the man is very dominant, and the woman must stay at home and can't do anything but stay at home until the father comes back or the husband comes back to the house to be the provider. So they have a problem with seeing a American or Macedonian, Indian, African, all different type of nationalities, which work for me, be in charge of them. They only want the American, Black or white guy really in charge.
Hmm. Only want the Black man.
Yes, sir.
You hear that, Rob?
Yeah.
Wow, Kamel's here.
So you don't walk around with an AK-47 or nothing?
I wish I did.
The way they show on TV, you gotta walk around with a gun everywhere.
Right. Yeah, how's the setting at Galveston? Is it, I mean, does it look like America?
This place is it's a very green type of place. You would think that it's like a straight desert. You go there, then you just stuck in a hot place, kind of like a Las Vegas, but it's more like a Maine or a more up north type of environment.
Okay, rural area.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, you went out on faith, man. What can you say to the youth out there? Because you could have stayed here in Muskegon.
Correct.
And I don't know what you'd have been doing. I know your mom would have stayed on you regardless. But you stepped out on faith. Can you say something to the youth on this?
Just don't be scared to try new things. Have faith and think outside of the box. We all was taught to be here, and a lot of people here just focus on sports, which is great. I play sports too. A lot of guys get caught up into the street life. You know, it's no secret to that. A lot of that's going on around here. But, you know, to the 1% out there that want to have change, try to make a change for the better and don't look back. Don't be scared to make change. I was that young guy that grew up without a father, just had a mother with me, and I took advantage of the opportunity, and I didn't look back. I went there. I was very scared because, you know, I'm in a whole different country by myself. And to take that risk, it was very big for me. But when I went there, I found out that change was great. And I took that opportunity, kept my faith in God, and now I'm the man I am today. I thank God for that.
You travel to other countries, don't you?
Yeah, I have.
Can you tell Muskegon the countries you've been to?
Yes, I have been to Dubai, which is like my second home.
Dubai? Yeah. The Black man in Dubai?
Yeah, man.
A Black man
They
in
get
Dubai.
Along, Rob. You don't understand, man.
I'm trying to get the full hook up here. Because, you know, Puffy and them say they the hookup. Right. You know, they the man.
Right.
But you ever been to Dubai and look at Dubai and what they these are people that own...
Oh.
These people are very different. Yes, they are. You go there and these people All of them driving Range Rovers.
All of them?
All of them. Because they get there, and the citizens there, once they get married, they get $50,000 from the government.
Wow.
From where?
From Dubai. The citizens there, they get $50,000 to get married.
Oh, really?
That sounds like Libya. Wow. Yeah.
Sound like before they killed Muammar Gaddafi.
Yeah, Gaddafi, Libya. $50,000.
Yeah, $50,000.
So just to get married?
Yes, plus you get married. And if anybody tries to come from a different state or a different country, different country too, Dubai, you must have a partner that's a citizen of Dubai, and they get 50% of your the money that you make in Dubai.
You ain't coming in to get them.
So, yeah, they have very rules that's really providing for the people that's the citizens of Dubai.
Wow. So do you like hanging out in Dubai?
It's
millionaires there. Ain't nothing but.
Yeah, but it's a nice place. You feel special there because you know everything there is very costly. So to be there.
He tried to say that as calm as he can.
Right, right.
It's very costly there.
Very costly there.
And you ain't seen Rick Ross and them over there with a place.
They talk that stuff. Let me tell y'all, I'm in Dubai a couple months at a time. Out of year, and I haven't seen not one celebrity yet. I hear them on their songs talking this and that about Dubai, but I'm a guy that's be there all the time, so I haven't seen one yet. I'm still waiting for Rick Ross.
Wow, man, so how old are you, about 27, 28? How old are you?
I am 24 years old.
24 years old?
Yes, sir.
You hear him say graduated in 2005? He ain't that old.
Wow.
Well, I graduated a year early, so that's why I'm most of the guys my age is 25, 26. So I'm 24.
Wow, Rob. And you got your passport and got out of here.
I got out. Didn't look back. I lost my passport, and I ran to the station to get another one.
Oh, man.
He lost, and then he ran very, to get his passport.
Very, wow. Very impressed. There are some kids right now who are scared to leave Muskegon.
I agree.
What? Anything you can share with them?
Yes. Don't be scared to leave Muskegon. It's a bigger prize out there if you leave Muskegon. But don't forget where you came from, because I said to young crowds, leaving Muskegon for me has been a blessing. I got to experience things that I would never got to experience. Just seeing different people, the way they live their life, from Indians to Africans, Macedonian, Bosnians, Chinese, all these different cultures that I be around every day. It made me the man I am today. And just getting out of experience in life, trying even stuff on the food, just different things, you actually see that it's more out there than just Muskegon. Just the way of living is totally different. It's been a blessing.
Wow. What is your favorite spot then? What's your favorite? What is Kaimel's favorite spot to hang out? What country?
My favorite spot to hang out, I would have to say, I'm going to just keep it real. I love the States. You know? But, I have been to London, Manchester, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Dubai, Qatar.
Qatar.
I was supposed to go to Egypt, but something happened with my flight, so I missed that one. But my mother went, so that would have been my favorite spot. But I will go back.
Okay. Wow. 24 years old, Rob.
You done been to all these
countries. All the different places.
He ain't selling dope.
When you, and he, right, he ain't selling no dope. Yeah. He's selling food. He's giving out food. Giving out orders. That's what he's doing. He's giving out orders. Now, when you get to Dubai, you told me you have to take like a private plane to Agabistan.
That's correct.
Now, how's that? How did that thing work?
Yes, I make it to Dubai. Let me tell you a day in the life of me.
Okay.
I leave Muskegon, and I always go to Muskegon Airport, and the people know me so much that they have a little special send me off gift. And and then I make it to Chicago. I leave Chicago, do a 12 to 14 hour flight to Dubai. I make it to Dubai. It's a guy there. He's waiting for me outside of the airport with a sign with my name on it to pick me up. It made me feel special because I get in the back seat. He opened my door, take my luggage, and I go to this five-star hotel, which I stay in for about 5 days, and they just give me everything I need. I leave there, head to the airport, and I go to this private area of the Dubai airport where nobody else goes to, and I get on this private charter to Afghanistan. 4 hours later, I land in Afghanistan, and then it's all hit me that it's time to get back to work.
Wow. He's living, Rob. He's living, man.
Private planes.
And let me get a hand claps out.
Dubai.
Get a hand claps right
he
here.
He said Dubai. That's what got me. I stay in a hotel in Dubai.
Now, all that stuff you just mentioned, that's not cheap. Five-star hotel in Dubai is not cheap. Private planes, not cheap. They must pay pretty good over there.
Yes, they they're taking care of me right now. that's just being political.
Right, being political. But I noticed you don't have on a whole bunch of gold and diamonds, and you know, you ain't got rims and a ride and all that stuff.
Well, I got one car with rims on there, but other than that, I try to be loyal and humble to the situation and not get caught up in materialistic things, which Americans, especially blacks, we get caught in materialistic things, and these countries that I go to, they don't care about that stuff. They just want to make sure their family is taken care of. So I try to adopt that and take care of my family.
You mean to tell me they don't care about the diamond necklaces and
they don't care
the
about
Rolex that. Watches?
Man, these guys walk around with pajamas on. we call them man jammers because it's just a white long. Just like back in the Bible days, Jesus walked around with these long.
Right, I know what you're talking about. Right.
They wear those still today. All over.
They're not blinging.
And walking around with nothing in their pocket but a credit card that has millions of dollars on there.
Wow.
You wouldn't even know it. I'm trying to get like that.
Wow. Kymel, man. We're going to take a break, come back. I want the young man to come in here. We asked him a question, and then I'm going to have you talk to him in private, man. I was so impressed when I talked to you. That's why I invited Rob. He did the catering service for his mom's wedding,
mm-hmm.
him and his uncle. Mm-hmm. Prepare. How many people you think did y'all prepare for?
It was an estimate of 400 to 500 people. It was nothing. This is what we do.
That was nothing, huh?
Yeah, we do this.
Oh, when man.
You said he went to Dubai. That's what got me. That right off the bat. Dubai, you can't play getting into Dubai.
Right.
It's a process to even get to into Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, especially if you're coming from the United States or anywhere for that matter, because they built another. I was just looking at National Geographic, and they were talking about building an island out there on the ocean.
Yeah, the safari.
Yeah,
the safari is pretty nice. Yeah. I go there and lay back all the time.
Yeah, that's what it's called, too. Yeah.
Living good. Living good. We'll be back. We're going to talk to him a little bit more. He's going to tell us some of the people who made a difference in his life here in Muskegon. Sister Sledge, we are family. Afternoon Jams, 103.7 The Beat.
It's the Afternoon Jam with PA. Hit him up at 231-722-8338 or send an email to PA@1037thebeat.com.
Afternoon Jams coming up in a few minutes. Going to be talking to Travis Starr. He is going to be in the studio in a few minutes. Kymel is in the building. Featherson, before we went to the couple songs and a break there, I wanted to ask you, who are some of the people that made a difference in your life and got you where you at right now?
The people that made a difference in my life was, first and foremost, my mother. Her being a single parent, the struggles we came from when I was a kid till now, it's been a blessing to have her in my life and really teach me the morals of being a mother to a son. And it's been, really been a blessing in my life. Also, I gotta say all my uncles for them to bring me in as like all fathers to me without me having my natural father in my life. It's been quite a blessing. As far as other role models, I gotta say my pastor, the late Bishop Willie Burrell, he's been a blessing in the community, also to me, and that's basically about it.
Okay, all right. Got a couple of young men in the studio who are part of Mar Entertainment, and I don't know if y'all was in the studio, but my man is working over in Galveston, and he runs the kitchen there. He's actually the head person for a kitchen. And how many people you feed every day?
We feed, for one day, we feed 3,000.
3,000 folks. And living a life. But I want y'all to ask him some questions from a young man perspective, because he just jetted up. He graduated and he got up out of here. Brandon or Will, any one of you guys.
First off, I want to start off by saying, like, man, what you doing is, like, just real cool, like, for real, feeding all those people each day. Like, keep doing your thing, brother. Like, for real. And the question I want to ask is, like, if I'm not incorrect, Galveston, that's over there by Pakistan and stuff, right?
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
All right. So my question I want to ask you is, like, is it bad over there, like, day in, day out? Like, you seeing, like, people getting shot and stuff, getting blown up and stuff like that? Or is it, like, really not that bad?
All right, to answer your question, by the way, that is a great question. I hear that a lot. Afghanistan, it is a war going on. We see it on TV. But what I need to say to the people that's listening, it is a lot of hype involved with the TV. They show a lot of the negative stuff. Not just in Afghanistan, but all over.
Hmm.
When there's a lot of positive things going on in Afghanistan. My best way of bringing up the war in Afghanistan is the war is in one small city of Afghanistan, and the rest of the place is pretty stable. They're not too far behind like people think they are. Just like when they think they see Africa on TV, they always show the kids that are starving, but it's actually places in Africa that has nice cities.
Right.
Same in Afghanistan. They have places that's up to speed, and that's same like we are. I actually have friends that's living there that's on Facebook. So they're not far behind. It's just one little area. My best way to put it in short term is the war is in, let's say, Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm living in Michigan. So it's in one small area, and I'm on the opposite end of that.
Okay, it's far away.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Will?
I would like to ask, and yeah, it's a good thing that what you're doing, because most people wouldn't even probably do that without trying to get some type of reward for it.
Well, it's a job.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a job.
It's a job.
It's a good paying job, too.
Yeah, hard work.
I'd like to ask, like, when you first went over there, what you think about it? Like, when you first got there?
It was, wow. To leave Muskegon, small town Michigan, and go to, first I went to Dubai, and just that was the first place I left when I left America, was Dubai. I went to Dubai, and the first thing I did when I got the plane was look around and saw how beautiful it was. The second thing happened was people were taking pictures of me.
For real? Yes,
and that's when it hit me, like, wow. They knew that this is like I'm new to this situation too, because they don't see a lot of black people inside of Dubai, let alone see a young man. So they grab you, hey, sir, I need a picture, take a picture. So it was pretty different to see that, and then making it to Afghanistan, and getting there and seeing military, and seeing these people there that's actually over there inside the war, and I'm there to help them out and get paid what I get paid. It was a blessing.
Wow. Carmel Featherson in the building. How often do you come back to Muskegon?
Yes, I get to come back home every 45 days to 3 months.
Okay.
So I can leave today and be back here in 45 days and stay another 20 days. I get to stay 20 to 21 days every time I come home. But I try to stretch it out from time to time.
Wow.
Tax reasons.
Oh, okay. Right. Wow. Man, thank you for stopping by and sharing. And open up and sharing your experience with the people here in Muskegon. They can hear the story that the black men are doing it. They doing their thing. Yeah. There's people like you everywhere.
Yeah.
Who are doing it. And so we got to break away from that image that we all going to prison.
Yeah, you're right.
Because we not. You taking care of business. You holding it down in a Galveston. You working. You coming back home. And I know you planting seed. You got a baby here, right?
Yes, sir. I have a son here.
All right. All right. Well, man, I'm going to give another what an applause. I'm going to find my applause again. This is going out to you. This is going out to you.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a blessing being here today.
And shouts out to your uncle, Derek, for making that call to you.
Yes. He's been a blessing.
Because Derek is also in Galveston, but he's in another part, right?
Yes, he's in the South Side, but that's another story.
Another story. He's in the South Side. Anything South Side. South Side Chicago, South Side. Ipsy, South Side.
When people hear South Side, they know what's happening.
They know what's happening.
Yes, sir.
They know what's happening. If somebody wants to work over there, are they hiring? Do you know, are they hiring?
I was working for a company called KBR. KBR was hiring, and I saw this opportunity, and I jumped ship and doubled my worth. Wow. And this job actually is really couldn't come back on the job hiring. So I would say go to floor.com, www.flur, floor.com. Check it out. It'd be a blessing to see somebody else over there. And let's take it to another level. I'd love to see you there.
What kind of qualifications do they need before we go?
Different jobs come with different qualifications. They just don't have restaurant service over there. They have every different type of trait, skill-wise, that you need to look for. Just go online and check them out. Most of them has college degrees, 2 years, 4 year. Some have high school. Like I told you guys earlier, I didn't graduate from college. But it was all in God's plan. So if I did it, you can do it too.
There you go, man. There you go. All right. Thank you. Thank you, man. See you next time. Coming up, Travis Starr is coming up next. Afternoon Jams, 103.7 The Beat.